Thomas E. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Christopher Andrew Isobe. Address is 1665 Filbert Avenue, Chico, California, 95926, phone 530. I'm sorry, phone is 408-784-8165. ID is XXX XXX6634, date of birth 5/7/1973, 50-year-old, male, registered nurse, employed. Dash Ampla Health. Insurance is Aetna. Pharmacy is CVS East Avenue. Is addressed to 2 AMITABH SINGH, internal medicine. Below that should say Chico Medical Pediatrics and Express Care. Below that it should say Ampla Health Clinic. Below that, 680 Cohasset Road, Chico, California, 95926-2213, 530-342-4395. Below that, 530-740-5173, parenthesis, fax, end parenthesis. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation, with remote history of traumatic brain injury 3 years ago, falling downstairs at Stanford, new paragraph. Current findings. Dyslipidemia, Lucy's vertically, depressive disorder. Type 2 diabetes, chronic fatigue, dysomnia, abnormal laboratory findings of slight eosinophilia and slight elevation of liver function studies, history of polypharmacy. Findings of obstructive sleep apnea. Current medications. Lexapro 10 milligrams daily. Metformin 850 milligrams daily. Past medical history lists this vertically: asthma, back injury, sleep apnea, diabetes, depression, head injury, migraine, tension headaches, coronary syndrome, hypertension, pneumonia, sleep apnea, vertigo, dizziness, and visual difficulty. Medical allergies, none reported. Surgical history. Not reported. Social history. Unremarkable. Family history. Currently employed as a registered nurse. Bachelor's degree. Canadian military veteran, right-handed, high stress, low exercise, advanced directive completed. Father deceased, age 79, all capitals PNA, family history positive for cancer, dementia, diabetes, hypertension. Neurological review of symptoms. He reports general symptoms of headache, recent weight gain of 40 pounds. Currently on treatment medication for weight loss, blurred vision, vertigo, numbness, dizziness, weakness, imbalance, stumbling, reduced memory and headaches, persistent fatigue, increased daytime sleepiness, frequent daytime naps. Dear Dr. Singh, thank you for referring Christopher Isobe for neurological evaluation. New paragraph. Christopher had a history of a fall downstairs at Standards at Stanford 3 years ago. He currently has trouble with ataxia and vertigo. New paragraph. His diabetes was not generally well controlled and has been readjusted with the addition of Ozempic to his regimen of metformin. New paragraph. He gives a history of dysomnia, daytime somnolence and fatigue, and history of sleep apnea for which he should be reevaluated for benefit and compliance on his current equipment. New paragraph. His neurological examination shows preserved cranial nerve function, preserved motor bulk, tone, and strength, some distal hypesthesia in the lower extremities, parenthesis, probable diabetic neuropathy, preserved deep tendon reflexes without pathological findings, and otherwise unremarkable appearing ambulation, visual fields of preserved confrontation. New paragraph. Following his initial appointment, he completed laboratory testing at Quest Labs. At my request, copies to your office. His hepatitis evaluation was unremarkable. Parenthesis, elevated liver functions. His metabolic risk panel, unfortunately, was not completely finished, but he had essentially normal total cholesterol values, HDL cholesterol, triglycerides, and the LDL cholesterol was 91, and the non-HDL cholesterol 113, all within broad limits of normal. Apolipoprotein B was optimal at 89. His hemoglobin A1C was 6.2 pre-diabetic. Unfortunately, insulin levels and C-peptide were not scored. And so the evidence for possible insulin resistance could not be calculated. New paragraph. His hepatic function panel showed slight elevation of the AST and ALT with a normal alkaline phosphatase. New paragraph. By his clinical history and presentation, he continues to have dysomnia with daytime somnolence and fatigue, for which his sleep evaluation should be reevaluated for CPAP therapy, compliance, and benefit. New paragraph. With his history, I would obtain diagnostic electroencephalography, both static and ambulatory, to exclude evidence of a post-concussive traumatic brain syndrome that would be contributing to his clinical symptoms and his depression. New paragraph. MR brain imaging should also be completed to exclude other etiologies of ataxia. And findings of underlying cerebrovascular disease, for which further investigation and treatment might be important. New paragraph. He is scheduled to be seen early in October, and I'll review his progress at that time with further recommendations as needed. New paragraph. Thank you again for this referral. My signature.